happen here. I'm telling you, my dear, it can't happen here. Because I've been checking it out. I checked it out a couple of times. But I'm telling you, it can't happen here. Oh, darling, that you believe me, ma, 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 ma. It can't happen here.
Who could imagine
that they would freak out somewhere in Kansas?
Kansas,
Kansas, Kansas, doodle-doo-doo,
Kansas,
Kansas, Kansas, la-la-la.
Kansas.
Oslo.
Ladies and gentlemen, who could imagine that 50, strike that, 51 years later, they would freak out in Oslo? That's right, 51 years ago, my dad put out his first album called Freak Out. And it was really the only music that ever sounded like that, ever. There's no other way to describe it except that it is Zappa music. We are here to celebrate all of the Zappa music, as much as we can possibly play for you just in one evening. Are you ready for it? We're glad you're here. We are filming this tonight so we can all watch it later on a weekend. Anyway, welcome, enjoy the show, thank you so much.
Who could imagine that they would freak out in Washington, D.C.?
A-C-D-C, ba-ba-ba-C, A-C-D-C, ba-ba-ba-C.
But we've been wondering about your development.
Forget it.
It can't happen here.
is under control. Oh, tie, daddy, don't you fly on top, 'cause you think you're getting too old. Don't try to, don't think it. Just go on with your drinking. Just have some fun, you old son of a gun, and drive home in your Lincoln.
so happy now I'm never ever blue. Where the wind blows, anywhere the wind blows, anywhere the wind blows, she is my heart and soul. She loves me tenderly.
Going to play a lot of music from the early mothers of invention all throughout the beginning of this show. Yes, including this one, which goes way back and has sort of a Flo and Eddie aroma to it. This one's called Mom and Dad.
Thank you. she quietly lay. By the side of the creeks she grew. They killed her.
Ensemble joining us. Please welcome them back to the stage. The important thing to know about these guys is not only are they Norwegian, they have what my dad described as the eyebrows. You know, that is that special thing when you listen to the music and you think to yourself, how come nothing else sounds as good as this? That's the eyebrows. And they help add that extra layer of the eyebrows to the music. And we are glad to have them. We're going to play a song now. This one is one of those songs that's kind of a gateway song for people. Over the years, people have said to me, you know, the first song I heard that got me into your dad's music was Cruisin' for Burgers. So if you've never heard it, tonight, the portal will open for you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. I'd like to know if you can win another song, but come on. All right. Well, the next piece that we're going to do is a brand new arrangement. It's a hybrid of some different versions of this one particular song, because you see, sometimes my dad would come up with something and he would just play it live, just moments after it was written, and then it would be developed and you might find it on different records over the years, even the same song under different names. But this particular song, you might even notice, has a little snippet of what hadn't even come out yet, which was part of Zombie Wolf. It's sort of stuck into this thing, but it's also part of what you might know as St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast. But you'll see in a moment, it is all connected to one big piece that is called Rollo.
A man and a dog squatting on the lawn. He had a bite on a stick until the bark was all gone. Here, little fella, sit up and beg. Open your jaws and lift up your leg. To me, a rope magnolia. when he wrote it for him.
Don't touch that dial. All right. Well, we're going to play something for you that's from 200 Motels. You might know these songs. It might be the first time you're hearing them, but this is the most important message of all of this. I've been playing this music now for about 11 years on the road, and the goal is to always present as much of the variations and the depth and variety within the music, because that's what needs to carry forward. If we just played the same songs all the time, that wouldn't make sense for future generations. They have to be exposed and get in deep. So, all of you here pretty much already know that. But you can tell your friends. Okay. Everybody ready?
The stare.
the secret stare.
The secret stare she could use. The worthy looking victim should have seen.
Yeah. mighty auto horn.
Amazing voice is Adam Minkoff. Now we all have one question for you. Would you go all the way?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Go all the way, go all the way, go all the way.
Wind up working in a gas station. Wind up working in a gas station.
actually worked out into some type of poodle frenzy. The only truly Norwegian thing that we can think to do now as a remedy is play this next song, which is called Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
Oh,
into a Holiday Inn. Magic fingers in the bed with a wall-mounted TV screen. Coffee host comes into the bathroom wall, for Micah is really keen.
Well, what kind of girl?
What kind of girl do you think?
This girl wouldn't let just anybody spew on her vital parts. No, no. She wants a guy from a group with a big hit single in the shot. Funny I should mention, our new single made the chart this month with a bullet. With a bullet. With a bullet. Let me just readjust my necktie right now, and I will show you how to sleep.
A young girl such as you might be, filling all the well by me.
Oh, how tall did you say it's Dana?
How should I really tell you? I mean, do you want to split right away?
Not so fast, you silly boy.
I ain't that cold.
You see, there's something I have to say.
You voluptuous Norwegian slit! I couldn't tell before with your little blousey poo on there, but I would have helped if I only had known you were pregnant.
I do appreciate that. Something now, this we just recently found a version of this song. It was the very first time the song was played in 1974, and it had a very different arrangement than what it ended up with on the record. So we decided that some of those parts were so fascinating and cool, and people might not have heard this rare bootleg, so we said, hey, why don't we make a hybrid arrangement and put some of those parts that used to be in there before they were taken off for the record. So what you're gonna hear in a minute is a combination of the earliest version with the different parts on it of a song called Andy. But it used to be called, what was it called, Adam?
Something, Anything.
And then it became Andy. Nice. You ready?
Yeah, Something, Andy.
Thank you. you know what I'm really trying to do? Is it something that you can understand? Do you know what I'm really trying to do? Is it something that you can understand?
From the latter era of my dad's career. He did a tour in 1988, and this particular arrangement comes from that tour. Did anyone see that tour?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then maybe you will know this song. This is one of those songs that goes by at least five different names. Same song, just different name. I'm not sure how many other artists do that with their music, but my dad did it with several things, this being one of them. This particular version is called let's move to Cleveland. But tonight, we will just call it, let's move to Norway.
Thank you.
voicemails. It's Owl Butter. Mary it's a wonderful place to leave a space.
Thank you. Well, we have
something else that we've dug deep for. We found the very first version of this particular song, and the arrangement is pretty different, as are the lyrics. I think you'll know the song, but it will sound, as I said, just a bit different. This one is called Cosmic Debris.
For a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. The claim was ready, willing and able to pay him his regular fee. He would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said, look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Look here, brother. Don't you waste your time with this. The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Well, I thought it was a razor in a can of foaming food. But I knew right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing this box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, you may not believe this, little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, look here, brother, just can't go for what you say. I've been on the street since Tuesday. Now why don't you just go away?
Yeah.
and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your snout. But I've got a crystal ball, he said, and held it on up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. Wrapped a newspaper around my head so it looked like I was deep. Said some mumbo jumbos then and told him he was going to sleep. Lots of rings in his pocket watch and everything else I found. I had that sucker hypnotized, he wouldn't even make a sound. I to tell him his future then, as long as he was turning around. I said, the price of meat has just gone up, and your old lady has just gone down. Now look here, brother. Who you chopping with that cosmic debris? You can spread that stuff around Norway, but don't you waste your time on me.
That's an Adam Makeup, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, give it up. Well, how are you feeling? Yeah. All right, seems like you still got a little steam. Yeah. We've got another one for you. Since we have this amazing horn section and the percussion, this song certainly benefits from it. It's a song about scary monsters.
Years ago, I thought I might get some sleep.
making this evening such a special night for us. We appreciate you guys supporting this music. Guys and gals. All right. Well, since we're filming, you know, we have some other things that we'd like to get into the show for you tonight. Some things that are definitely rare. We're gonna play a song that has Dracula on the lead vocal. You guys ready for it?
Thank you.
the Duke of Poo. Thank you very much. All right. Well, we have something else that we have decided to do a little bit different. Again, since we have the horns, we thought, you know, what would happen if we put them to work on making an arrangement for a song that doesn't traditionally have horns, but let's see what it sounds like. And this is the result. It's a song called Doreen.
Wasted and y'all halfway there, cause if my mind's tore up, then my body don't care. I rub my chinny chin chin and said, my, 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 what sort of thing might this lady get high upon? The $40 bill didn't matter no more. My sister got naked and laid on the floor. She said, Dynamo might win the bet, but she confused a little. If I wasn't done yet, I told her just because the sun won't play. was what's up, dealing.
What's up?
I was wheeling and dealing. The bear with her lips just twitching and her face gone red. Some drool rolling down from the edge of the chair when she spied the fish on her sister. She quivered and quaked and clutched at herself when her sister made a joke about her mental health. Dynamo finally did give in. I told her all she really needed was some discipline. I said, kiss my aura, Dora, cause it's real Angora. Do y'all want some aura? Right here on the floor. And how about you, fauna? Do you wanna?
Oh yeah, I wanna. But I'm having a... I'm trying to get excited. This music is not really doing it for me,
though.
Dweezil,
let's hear what you just
said. Wait a minute. Fauna, you don't like this music?
I mean, it's not really my thing. I don't really get it.
How did you end up at this concert?
I don't really remember how I got here.
Well, you came here looking to ball.
Well, that's usually the case. This is okay, but I don't know. It's not my favorite.
All right, so we're here to help. What could we do that could improve the situation for you? Are you looking for some sort of dance number, maybe some ritualistic?
Yeah. Something to perk me up a little bit. Come on. This is boring.
We need some ritualistic dancing music for Fauna. It's the only way to make her happy.
I like how she moves.
Yes, maybe some sacrificial ritualistic music.
That's even better, Frizzle. You know what you're talking about.
What kind of syndrome is it? Does it have something to do with your legs or other parts of your body?
Legs are ready. They seem to be very restless.
Oh, I think I know where she's going with this.
She has restless leg syndrome in her mouth?
She has restless leg syndrome in her mouth, on her tongue.
How that? Well, where can I go to get rid of restless leg syndrome? Here in Norway.
Well, we've been on the road for a bit now, and we've learned over the last couple weeks that the only way, besides a pair of zircon-encrusted tweezers, to get rid of restless leg syndrome of the tongue, is with a zircon-encrusted Susudio. So we're going to apply the Susudio to Farah's tongue one last time here in Norway, right now.
studio.
To the band, the Norwegian Ensemble, and our crew. Hope to see you guys again real soon. Thanks for supporting the music. Good night, everybody. Thank you, everybody!